USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Louisiana Republican Julia Letlow won a special election Saturday to fill the seat won by her now late husband, who died in December from COVID.
The backbone of the 5th District is agriculture and that rural way of life. And so I want to represent our farmers, ranchers, and loggers and make sure that they have what they need. We have the longest stretch of the Mississippi River that runs through this district in the country. And so there's a ton of opportunity for jobs and small businesses. And so I just want to be an advocate for this rural way of life that I've grown to love.
Representative Letlow took 62% of the vote in a 12-way race. The commanding victory will avoid a runoff. Her election brings the number of Republican women in Congress to 31. U.S. government officials are scrambling to find bed space for some 15,500 unaccompanied immigrant children who have poured over the southern border in record numbers. The Biden administration continues to block the media from seeing the facilities. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Saturday, a man snuck his 2-year-old inside a caged elephant habitat at the San Diego Zoo in California and fumbled the kid trying to make a run for it. He had his back turned to the elephant when the beast started charging at him and his baby. Luckily, he notices in time and scrambles to get out of the way, but he drops his child on the ground. The dad picks up the baby in time and makes a not-so-clean escape. Jose Manuel Navarrete was arrested by San Diego PD and is being held on $100,000 bail. A disgraced Republican politician is retiring. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Representative Tom Reed will retire amid allegations of misconduct. The New York Republican announcing Sunday that he would not run for re-election in 2022 after a former lobbyist accused him of inappropriate touching at an event in 2017. In a statement, Reed took responsibility for his actions and apologized to his family and to the woman who accused him, former lobbyist Nicolette Davis. He said the incident occurred at a time in his life when he was struggling with alcohol, which he's been recovering from for the last 4 years. Reed said he planned on dedicating his time and attention to making amends for his past actions.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
In NASCAR, Kyle Larson credits Ryan Blaney, forcing him to race hard early in the final run of the day, causing Larson to use up his tires, which cost him the win at Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he just got a lot better there that last stage, and it kind of changed up my flow of the race a little bit. You know, I could get out to such a big lead, and then I could take care of my stuff and run the bottom where it was maybe slower, but I could take care of my tires. And he was fast there, and I just wanted to maintain that gap that I had, so I had to run on the faster part of the racetrack and just use my stuff up, and then he was just a lot better than me there late in the run. So hate to lead a lot of laps and lose, but really good car that we brought to the track. Our HendrickCars.com Chevy was stupid fast there for a long time. I don't really know. I don't know if we got that much worse or he just got way better, and like I said, it just kind of changed up the flow of my race.
Kyle Larson on Fox Sports. Next weekend, NASCAR heads to the small track in Bristol, Tennessee. The Food City Dirt Race is Sunday the 28th, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. 14 games are scheduled today as Major League Baseball spring training continues. The early game started 1:05 p.m. Eastern. One very late game tonight, the Dodgers and Mariners go at it at 9:40 p.m. Eastern. Bauer and Sheffield will be on the mound for their respective teams. The regular season starts April 1st. I'm Lance Pride, and you're listening to USA Radio News.